Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 30th of October, and I'm recording at 9:51 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London, sunny London. Okay, well, this was the last day of a grim quarter, as you know. But it ended on a high note, probably a lot of short covering and some buying of long positions against the background of deeply oversold short-term indicators. So on the main Bloomberg screens, everything was up if we look into all the sections or a few minor markets. Probably the most major market that was down was New Zealand, and it was only down a relatively speaking, still a smallish market, and it was only down a third of a percentage point. Taking the other Asia Pacific markets, Japan had a decent day here, up 2.7% for the Nikkei 225. The Shanghai Composite was up nearly 0.5% here overall. Hang Seng had a better day, 1.41%, and the H shares were up 1.9%, so they had the best gain in the China sector. South Korea, good gains, up over 1%. Australia, up over 2%, deeply oversold market there. India, another good day, had a big day yesterday on the half point interest rate cut and gained nearly another 1.5% for the Sensex in here today. And Malaysia, 1.1%, Indonesia up nearly 1.1% as well. Okay, and looking at the European stock markets, sharp gains, and these had really been weak this quarter, as you know. The frightening factors here for many investors were, of course, the VW emissions scam, and also the migrant crisis, which certainly continues. And VW is going to be under the cosh for a very long time, I fear. Now, looking though at Europe today, Switzerland up nearly 2.3%. Again, most of the gains are up over 2%, and those include the Netherlands, nearly 2.2%, Italy 2.74%, Spain 1.77%, German DAX 2.22%. CAC over 2.5%, same with the UK index, and the Euro Stoxx 50 up to 0.34%, so strong, as you can see. And Wall Street closing out near its highs, the Dow up 235 points. That was up nearly 1.5%, and interestingly today, and we haven't seen this for certainly for a little while, the S&P index outperformed the Dow, up 1.91%, and the NASDAQ up 2.28% overall. Canada, Mexico, and Brazil also all showing good gains in here. So stock markets very much to the fore. As you can hear. Now, what else took place? First, looking at bond markets. Now, the bond market is not buying it here, and they're still buying bonds, though. The 10-year yield dipped to 2.04. They're not buying a significant stock market recovery at this time, or a global economic recovery. And the VIX came down a couple of points, 24.5, but that's still a nervous overall reading. Now, sometimes you get these triple witching hour things on the last day of the quarter, so it'll be really quite interesting to see what happens tomorrow. And October, I've been saying for a long time that we should not be surprised if we get some choppy activity here in October. The best bull case that can be made is we've had a reasonable amount of climactic selling against a background that, as far as the U.S. and European economies is concerned, I would say also Japan, is not all that bad. There's the big fear over China. And if you're a big China bear, then you're going to have a pessimistic view on the overall outlook here. If you think maybe the risks are overstated, and you can get plenty of people to argue both sides in this, but if you think the risks are overstated, then the market's overdone on the downside, oversold, I should really say. Now, a couple of behavioral points. We had that, you remember, that big climactic downward day on the 24th in the U.S. and Europe. It was on the 24th of August, on the 25th of August in the Asian Pacific stock markets. That was quite climactic activity. And then more recently, we've seen a number of tests of that region. Not everything got down to those same August climactic lows, but a number of indices did, and a few went a little bit further to the downside, but then they bounced from that same region in here, not with the same vigor, but they didn't fall down in the same sort of meltdown that we saw on the 24th of August and the day before, creating those oversold conditions. So if you're just looking at the chart formations, you will see a whole lot of top formations, broken up trends and top formations. If you are peering a little bit more closely at the sentiment indicators, the panicky selling, the extreme negativism that we actually see, that is really more of an indication that markets have seen most, if not all, probably not all, but have seen most of the selling pressure they actually have. If you're looking at markets on a fundamental basis, then really you've got to be very worried about China, as I mentioned a moment ago, and you've got to be very worried about global deflation. If you're looking at Wall Street and you're looking at what's going on in Europe, but particularly Wall Street, it looks a little better here overall. So what do you make of all that? Well, I'll stick with what I said yesterday and have been hitting for a while. I think, you know, this is buy when there's blood in the streets, especially if it's some of your own. I would do so on a baby steps basis or incrementally. In other words, I wouldn't go in full guns, but I bought a little bit in here, bought a little bit of BMW here today, because it's certainly deeply oversold. I've been dragged down by that VW problem. And it's also shows some loss of downside momentum here overall. And there are a number of high-yielding, multinational, autonomy-type companies that you can find this day. If you're looking at this time, if you're looking for things to buy, you can find a lot of potential candidates. If you say, on the other hand, well, I'm looking at all these top formations on the charts and I want confirmation that markets have bottomed, well, as you've heard me say before, after other sharp sell-offs, you have to see a pretty significant recovery And before you get that confirmation, you'd need to see markets move well back up into the top formations that you see overhead. You'd need to see them push back up above their rising, beg your pardon, their now declining 200-day moving averages. And you'd need to see them go up enough to cause those 200-day 40-week MAs to start turning upwards once again. So to get confirmation of an important low and a recovery, rather than just a little temporary rally in a downtrend, you have to see a pretty big move on the upside. In other words, you miss the really deeply excessively oversold conditions. And I think it's worth participating in some of those deeply oversold conditions, as I've been saying. Okay, enough on that. Overall, just what about commodities, which I haven't mentioned? CCI index is quiet, gave up an earlier rally, I think largely because the precious metals came off. Platinum 651, that's down nearly $7. Let's see, silver down over 10 cents, 1447. Platinum, which has really been the weakest by far, 907. That's down nearly $10. And we've got gold weak in here as well, down nearly $12.50 to 1115. Now, agricultural commodities, I think that's first, we just mentioned the industrial metals. I think those were mostly weaker, although this morning prices were firmer, and copper not a bad day here for copper, up nearly 9 cents to 230, 234. So I'm just to clarify my comment on that, on the industrial metals firmer today than the precious metals. Precious metals are all down. You had a mixed picture, but probably more industrial metals a little bit higher. And the grains and beans, I said, was mixed. I see we've got sugar, so certainly white sugar is firmer. Crude oil a little firmer. The Brent is at 48.53, and the WTI crude is up 15 cents at 45.38. Now, tomorrow, of course, the 1st of October. October is, on average, the scariest month of the year. And first day of the quarter, it'll be interesting to see how these nervous investors here react. But again, I think that having seen a panicky August and a fair amount of panic in September, unless I am totally underestimating the fundamental risks out there, October might be a little bit more benevolent. We'll see. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.